As stated earlier, to effectively provide medically necessary ICC and IHPS services, providers should utilize the principles which we reviewed in the previous slide and also consider the integrated core practice model components you see here. So let's start off with the engaging phase. This is where foundation to building trust with CFT members takes place. CFT stands for Child and Family Team, and we will be discussing CFTs later on in the training. You're also reaching an agreement about services, safety, well-being, and durability. Next, you have teaming. This is where you're building and strengthening the child and family support system. It's important to remember that the results from collaboration are greater than the sum of each individual's contributions. Next component is assessing and understanding. Here you're gathering information about the child or youth and family, including assessing for strengths and underlying needs, and determining capability, willingness, and availability of resources to achieve goals set by the child and family team. The next component is planning, intervening, and service delivery. Here you're tailoring supports and services unique to child or youth and family to address needs. Specifies goals, roles, strategies, resources, and timeframes for coordinated support and services implemented. Next, you're monitoring, tracking, and adapting. You're evaluating the effectiveness of the plan, assessing circumstances, resources, and reworking the plan as needed. The team is responsible for reassessing needs, applying knowledge gained via assessments, and adapting the plan in a timely manner. And finally, you have the transitioning component. Informal supports are in place and providing the support and activities needed to ensure long-term stability. You're celebrating success, and the client or youth and family successfully transitions away from formal supports.